Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Yeah, well, Durham Police are still working through this investigation, but what we know so far is one car was involved, and it may have even hit some water pipes outside the Durham Fire Station number 9. Take a look at this video from what the scene looked like earlier this morning. You can see that car at the bottom of an embankment. That's right outside the fire station, and some severe damage to the roof of that car, almost completely caved.
And we're watching the storms to the south and west of us. Some of these lifting to the north today. I'll show you the timeline for thunderstorms today coming up.
Plus today, mobile sports betting will become legal in North Carolina, but that doesn't mean you can start gambling just yet. Why, you'll have to wait before placing any bets. Sure hope you're having a great start to your day. It's 8 o'clock on our Wednesday morning as we get things rolling here. We have sunshine, beautiful day ready to go here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. It's a good day. You know why? Because it's Jeff Hogan's birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. That's all it takes to make it a good day.
Right? Apparently. And you know, we're giving you some nice weather for your
birthday. One more lap around the sun. We have plenty of sunshine out there for everyone. Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Playing some ball today as well.
Yeah, gorgeous right now at the DBAP. The sun's shining, temperatures are comfortable. Later today, we'll have the potential for some hit and miss storms, but it's our southern counties that have the best chance for storms this afternoon, and then we'll see another wave roll in this evening. But temperatures feel great outside. We are warming up. We're out of the 50s. Some of us were in the 50s this morning. It's 65 in Durham, 67 in Rocky Mount, 67 in Southern Pines, and 67 in Fayetteville right now. Still very comfortable, low humidity. We will have that potential for some storms today. Here's lunchtime. We're still dry, but as we get into the afternoon hours, we could see some storms fire up in our southern counties. Not all models picking up on this first wave, but we'll be keeping a close eye on the radar as we head into the afternoon. This evening, for the evening commute, we could get a little bit of a break before our second wave moves through. Around 8 or 9 o'clock, we'll have some scattered showers and storms, and that continues until around 11:30 or so, and then it gets quiet overnight tonight. So a little bit unsettled out there today. Maybe grab some ice cream this afternoon because temperatures will heat up. We'll be up to about 90 degrees later on this afternoon. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now. We're following breaking news in downtown Wake Forest, where we have a crash that has damaged a utility pole on Main Street between East Holding Avenue and West Holding Avenue. And Main Street is closed right now in both directions. We are seeing some delays showing up there on the south side of Wake Forest. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen that section of Main Street. Also working to learn the condition of that driver. Consider using Franklin Street as a good alternate route this morning until they can get that reopened. In Durham, we have some problems over there on Midland Terrace, right around the Camden Avenue intersection. This is in front of Durham Fire Station number 9. Michael Grace is going to give us details about this crash coming up in just a few minutes, but Midland Terrace still is closed in that area. Consider using Club Boulevard as a good alternate route between Gear Street and Camden Avenue. A couple other crashes that we are following this morning. One at the intersection of Glenwood Avenue at Creedmoor Road in Raleigh. Still seeing some delay showing up through that area as they work to get that cleared. On the north side of Raleigh at Capitol Boulevard at Brentwood Road, a minor crash reported at that intersection. A little bit of a southbound delay starting to build through there. Also in Apex, a crash with injuries on 55 just south of the 64 interchange, and we are seeing some backups on that westbound side of 55. And just in the past couple of minutes, a crash on the eastbound side of I-40 at Airport Boulevard. It's all over here on the right shoulder. You can see those flashing lights, but it's contributing to a little bit of a delay out there this morning. Taking a look at the latest sensor reading from 885, we're up to a 7-minute backup on 40 eastbound, and as soon as you get out to the Airport Boulevard interchange, it starts to clear up. So if you can pick up 40 eastbound from Airport Boulevard or from Aviation Parkway, you'll be on the other side of those delays coming in from Durham. Jeff?
All right, Brian, thanks. We're going to get folks to that crash you just mentioned on Midland Terrace. Michael Grace was at the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker while police investigated.
Yeah, well, Durham Police are still working through this investigation, but what we know so far is one car was involved, and it may have even hit some water pipes outside the Durham Fire Station number 9. Take a look at this video from what the scene looked like earlier this morning. You can see that car at the bottom of an embankment. That's right outside the fire station, and some severe damage to the roof of that car, almost completely caved in. The trunk of the car was open, and there are those water pipes that I mentioned. Some severe damage to those water pipes as well. Debris all over the place right near those pipes. Investigators were combing through that debris throughout the morning. Now, although Durham police are handling the investigation, Roxborough police are the ones in charge of getting out any more information about the crash. So we've been working with them to find out how exactly this crash happened and, of course, get an update on the driver involved. In Durham, Michael Grace, WREL News.
Today, mobile sports betting will become legal here in North Carolina, but you won't be able to place bets right away. Governor Cooper is expected to sign the bill following years of debate in the General Assembly. It allows you to bet on professional and college sports through mobile apps and at 8 in-person locations. But gambling won't start until at least January because the State Lottery Commission has to set up how it will work. WREL's Matt Talhelm will be at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte as Governor Cooper signs the bill at 11 o'clock this morning. You can watch it live on WREL.com and our news app. And you can look for coverage on air during WREL's News at Noon.
We have a story we followed in the overnight hours as breaking news. One person was hurt after an overnight shooting in Raleigh near the Briar Creek area. Officers responded to Small Oak Lane just before 11:30 last night, where they found a man who had been shot. He was taken to the hospital, is expected to survive. Video from the WREL breaking news tracker shows officers searching that area for evidence. The scene cleared out around 3 a.m. Investigators still have not said if they've made any arrests.
A big show of support is expected today at a special memorial for a Way County canine officer that was killed in the line of duty. And you're invited. This is Canine Santos. He lost his life last month. WREL's Laura Levine is live at the state fairgrounds with how people will come together to honor him. Laura.
They're really expecting a lot of people to come out this morning. The memorial service is happening here at the Carr Scott building behind me, but we're already beginning to see some folks arrive and begin setting up for the big event. Now, the sheriff's office says K-9 Santos played an integral role in keeping our community safe, and his loss has left a profound impact. Santos joined the sheriff's office in 2016, making him the longest-serving K-9. His loss comes after he was accidentally shot in the line of duty by another officer in late May. Knightdale Police Chief Lawrence Capp says his officer stopped a suspect near the Carrington Woods neighborhood. K-9 Santos and his handler were tracking the suspect when the Knightdale officer accidentally fired a shot, hitting the dog.
This is really a heartbreaking tragedy. The remorse and the level of grief that is felt by our officers and by our deputies is real. It is palpable.
And the sheriff's office also planned to do a final salute after the service and line up outside the building in the road across the street here. The service begins at 11 a.m. and WREL will be streaming it on WREL.com. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump is working on its next moves after Trump's historic arraignment in a Miami federal courtroom. Experts think his attorneys will try to file a motion to get key evidence or maybe the entire case itself tossed out. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors must start turning over evidence it plans to use at trial. That process could take months. And Trump himself, he likely will be back on the presidential campaign trail very soon. At his golf club in New Jersey last night, Trump defended his plea of not guilty. He also dismissed the charges against him, including mishandling classified documents once he left office.
Threatening me with 400 years in prison for possessing my own presidential papers, which just about every other president has done, is one of the most outrageous and vicious legal theories ever put forward in an American court of law.
Legal experts say Trump's claim there is false because a new law, or not new, but a law that was passed in 1978, gives the National Archives complete control of presidential records. That law also makes clear what is an official record and what is a personal document.
The federal charges against Trump could have a big effect on the 2024 presidential election here in North Carolina. Political science expert Michael Bitzer tells WREL many Republicans will keep supporting the former president through his trial, and his base will do the same. Instead, Bitzer says the groups to watch will be independents and swing voters.
It's going to be really interesting to see if these folks are paying attention to the trial as it unfolds and what their perceptions of the evidence being presented against the former president. We know a lot in the indictment, but a lot more will come out in the trial. And I think that's going to be the key linchpin to kind of see how this plays out politically here in North Carolina.
Trump won North Carolina in 2020 by 1.3%, one of the closest margins in the country.
The way you vote in future elections in North Carolina could be changing as we look live at the General Assembly building, where lawmakers will debate a bill today that proposes major reform to the state's election laws. If the bill passes, any mail-in votes not received by election night would be tossed out. Right now, there's a 3-day grace period. The bill would also change rules for same-day voter registration. Today's hearing on the bill is in the state Senate Elections Committee.
We could get another sign this morning that inflation is easing ahead of a key decision on raising interest rates. The May Producer Price Index reports are due out in 30 minutes. The PPI is a gauge on what retailers pay for the items they put on store shelves. Today's report comes one day after the release of another key price index focused on everyday items like groceries and gas. It found inflation for those items is rising at its slowest rate in more than 2 years.
Now, Michelle, both of these inflation reports could play an important role today as the Federal Reserve decides whether or not to raise interest rates again. The recent good news could signal to our nation's central bank that another rate hike is not needed, at least for now. The Fed has raised interest rates 10 times over the last 15 months to try to cool inflation. Each rate hike leads to higher costs for things like mortgages, car loans, and credit card debt.
Experts say the great resignation could be over, but another form of quitting is taking place. The bounce back we're finally seeing after the pandemic left many feeling burned out.
And the half a century long journey of one ring back to its original owner. And we're not talking about Lord of the Rings here, but a veteran from our state and his long lost class ring.
And we'll have rounds of rain in the coming days. About a 30% chance for today and tomorrow, and then a better chance Monday and Tuesday of next week. I'll walk you through the rain chances with Futurecast coming up.
Welcome back. Coming up on 8:15 this morning, you are looking live at Lewisburg. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. That's a beautiful look, but so is that behind Amy Wilmoth. The Century Plant in the WREL Azalea Gardens. A lot of people, Amy, have been coming to see this plant. Today's another good day to do it.
It is, especially right now with temperatures nice and comfortable. It's beautiful here in the gardens. I've already seen some people out getting some pictures of the Century Plant. 65 degrees in Raleigh right now. It's 67. In Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, 67 in Fayetteville, and 65 in Durham. Dew points are lowest in our northwestern counties. They're a little bit higher down to the south in the 60s in Fayetteville and Clinton. Overall, still fairly comfortable, but definitely a little bit more sticky down to the south. It is going to be a pretty hot day today, and we'll watch for the potential for some storms this afternoon and then again later this evening after the commute. But our high temperature today gets up to 90 this afternoon, so it will definitely heat up pretty fast throughout the day today. Here's a look at Futurecast. We're dry through the first half of the day. By 1, 2 o'clock, we'll watch the radar for the potential for some storms in the southern part of our viewing area. That continues through about 3 o'clock. And then we could get a little bit of a break. Good timing during the evening commute. We could have some dry conditions at that point. But then we'll watch for a second round of showers and storms after the evening commute. Around 8, 9, 10 o'clock tonight, 11 o'clock tonight, scattered showers and storms will be possible. So we really have the potential for two waves of showers and storms today. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we'll start the day off dry. Temperatures will heat up again tomorrow afternoon. We'll have enough instability to produce at least a few hit and miss showers and storms by the afternoon. This is 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon. Some hit and miss storms possible. That continues through the evening. So a little bit unsettled as we head through the day tomorrow as well. So just keep the umbrella handy over the next couple of days with some hit and miss storms for today and tomorrow. Now, Saturday is looking dry right now. Partly sunny on Saturday. No rain in the forecast. forecast. And Father's Day is looking pretty good. We only have a 20% chance for some storms on Father's Day. We'll continue to watch models, but right now it is trending drier for Father's Day. Juneteenth is on Monday, and I think that's our next best chance for widespread showers and storms, especially the second half of the day. We could have some heavy rain, and we'll have a 50% chance for some storms on Tuesday as well. So we'll have waves of rain in the next several days. The first round will be today, the second one tomorrow, with highs in the upper 80s and low 90s both days. Definitely feeling like summertime. Still hot Friday, 91 for the high temperature. Saturday, a nice day. Still going to be hot. Maybe head to the pool if you want. An area lake will be good for that too. 90 on Father's Day. It's going to be hot with just a 20% chance for rain. We'll certainly have a better chance for some of those storms on Juneteenth. And Tuesday looks pretty unsettled and much cooler with high temperatures in the upper 70s, Brian.
It is 8:17. Let's talk about the delays right around the airport interchanges this morning on I-40 on the eastbound and westbound sides. Here's a look at that camera at Airport Boulevard. And on the eastbound side, we had a minor crash over on the right shoulder. It looks like that's largely cleared, but we're still looking at some residual delays. On the eastbound side, you can see with that live update, it's getting a little better from 885 back toward Wade Avenue. It's about a 4-minute delay. And as we zoom in there, you can see where those backups are. Again, it's between the airport exits into South Durham. Around the Davis Drive interchange, both directions just a little bit slowed this morning, so allow some extra time there. Still have that breaking news unfolding in downtown Wake Forest with Main Street closed in both directions between East Holding Avenue and West Holding Avenue. A single vehicle crash that damaged a utility pole there. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen Main Street. Sky 5 is on the way. We hope to get some live pictures before too long. Consider using Franklin Street as a good alternate route. And of course, as we mentioned earlier, we still have that closure on Midland Terrace near Camden Avenue in Durham. Consider using Club Boulevard as a good alternate route, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. Denver police say a shooting that left 10 people hurt was likely the result of a drug deal. We first brought you this story as breaking news early yesterday morning as investigators say it happened near the area where people were celebrating the Nuggets Monday night NBA championship. But officers don't believe it was connected. Police say at least 20 shots were fired, and they say several of those who were hurt were involved in the drug deal, and there were some others who were not. As of this morning, at least two people are in custody. Police say more arrests are possible.
Olympic gold medalist Tori Bowie died of complications from childbirth. That's according to an autopsy that was released on Tuesday. The American track and field star was found dead in her Florida home last month. The 32-year-old was estimated to be about 8 months pregnant. There were signs that she was in labor.
One of our U.S. senators in North Carolina says he is against appointing Dr. Mandy Cohen to lead the CDC. Earlier this month, sources told WRL President Biden planned to choose her. Cohen led our state's health department in the height of the pandemic, and Republican Senator Ted Budd believes she's the wrong choice, and he sent a letter to the White House that read in part, given her strong affiliation with the Democratic Party and the COVID-19 lockdowns, it'll be difficult for the American people to trust Dr. Cohen. Several other congressional Republicans signed the letter. President Biden has not officially named Dr. Cohen as his pick.
Happening now in the WRL Live Center, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, you see him there arriving in Wiesbaden, is in Germany today. He met with troops supporting the security assistance group in Ukraine. Later, he will travel to Brussels, Belgium to host an in-person meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group that he formed last year. He will join defense ministers and senior military officials from 50 nations to continue discussing the crisis in Ukraine.
The so-called Great Resignation may be coming to an end. Experts say the quitting rate is nearing pre-pandemic levels now after spiking for more than 2 years. Almost 50 million people quit their jobs after the worst part of the pandemic. Many cited burnout, general job dissatisfaction, and childcare needs. Well, now, Gallup's State of the Global Workplace poll shows nearly 60% of employees are quiet quitting instead, meaning they are just checking out at work.
A veteran from North Carolina has been reunited with his high school class ring he lost nearly half a century ago. Deputies in West Virginia found the ring while executing a search warrant in a copper theft investigation back in February. This ring was for graduates of Broughton High School right here in Raleigh from 1965. It had an engraving of the initials MP, so deputies used the class list to track down the owner, Michael Pednow. He picked the ring up from the sheriff's office on Tuesday.
something that I can share with my classmates. There's probably 40 or 50 of us that get together monthly for lunch. We're all old, so we enjoy sharing, swapping stories, and this is one that I'll share with them and show them the ring, and we'll have some fun around it.
I'm sure they will. He told them he thinks the ring was lost while he was in the Navy or possibly during a trip to West Virginia in the late 60s or early 70s. So happy he has it back.
Oh, that's a magical find.
Yeah.
Pulitzer Prize-winning author Cormac McCarthy has died at the age of 89. McCarthy is best known for his novels The Road, No Country for Old Men, Blood Meridian, and All the Pretty Horses. His publisher says he died of natural causes Tuesday at his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. McCarthy published his first novel in 1965. His most recent novel, Stella Maris, and The Passenger were released just last year. He is survived by two sons and two grandchildren.
A brand new Lidl grocery store is now open in Garner. This is a live pick. You can see some people already heading inside. It opened about 20 minutes ago. We'll tell you about an incentive if you're one of the first customers and why you should get in line early.
Plus, an effort to ban transgender women from playing sports in schools is closer to becoming law. What's next for the bill and the amount of people it would actually apply to?
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Tracking a number of crashes around the area this morning. Brian Trader is looking at all of them for us, Brian.
Let's start with some breaking news in downtown Wake Forest, where we had a single vehicle crash into a utility pole, and there's some damage that has to be taken care of. Main Street reportedly closed right around East and West Holding Avenue. Not sure when it's going to be able to reopen, although in the most recent update of the live sensors, it looks like traffic is not that badly backed up through that area. Consider using Franklin Street as a good alternate route till we can confirm that Main Street is reopened. Also, an earlier crash on Midland Terrace around Camden Avenue in Durham. There's a section of Midland Terrace that's closed right there in front of the fire station. Use Club Boulevard as an alternate route. Amy?
Pretty nice weather out there to kick off the day. Today we have sunshine and temperatures in the 60s, 65 in Durham, 67 in Fayetteville, at 65 in Raleigh. Some other temperatures, 65 in Sanford, 64 in Roxborough, 67 in Southern Pines. So a beautiful start to the day today. Later this afternoon and this evening, we'll have the potential for some hit and miss showers and storms. This afternoon, it's mainly going to be our southern counties. But keep in mind, if you have outdoor plans today, it's going to be pretty hot. Our high up to 90. We'll have a second round of storms arrive after the evening commute.
All right, thanks, Amy. Today, mobile sports betting will become legal in North Carolina. Governor Cooper is expected to sign the bill following years of debate in the General Assembly. Gambling won't start until at least January because the State Lottery Commission has to set up how it will work. And a man is hurt after an overnight shooting in Raleigh near Briar Creek. Officers responded to Small Oak Lane 11:30 last night, where they found a man who was shot. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. Coming up next on Fox 50, breaking news in Durham after a car rolls over down a hill right by a fire station.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8:30, a car rolls over down a hill near a Durham fire station. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene as police officers investigated.
And we are cloud and rain free right now, but some of these storms are headed our way. I'll show you when they could arrive coming up.
I've lived here my whole life, and never in my life living here I thought we would take home a championship trophy.
Well, somebody who's from Vegas. Good for them celebrating. What a party it was. The Golden Knights fans filled the streets after their team's first ever Stanley Cup win. A party like the Strip has never seen. That is good stuff. Party on top of buses there.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us here on our Wednesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Well, it's a party here, too, because it's sunny outside. It's nice. It's your birthday.
Yeah, we got all that.
Yeah,
we got all that
the party
going
here in Raleigh. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth here. Amy, you have some nice weather for Jeff's birthday.
gorgeous weather, at least the first half of the day. Might have some storms later on, but right now it is beautiful. This is a live look at Chapel Hill. This view comes to you from Top of the Hill Restaurant, and it is gorgeous. Blue sky overhead, and temperatures are still on the comfortable side. 65 in Durham and in Raleigh. It's 68 in Clinton, 67 in Fayetteville, 64 in Roxborough. Some of our northern counties started off in the 50s this morning, but we are warming up. We'll continue to do so throughout the day today. Some storms will be possible after lunchtime, especially in the southern part of the viewing area. So some hit and miss storms possible down here this afternoon. And then we'll have a break possibly right during the evening commute. So that'd be good timing. And then after that, another wave of showers and a few storms will be possible after the evening commute. So have the umbrella handy today, and we'll have another chance for a couple of hit and miss storms tomorrow as well. A few storms this afternoon down to the south. It is going to be hot with high temperatures near 90. Maybe head to the pool today. And then we'll watch the radar for that second round of storms moving in after the evening commute, probably around 7, 8 o'clock tonight, Brian.
It is 8:32 right now, and we're following breaking news in downtown Wake Forest, where a vehicle crashed into a utility pole, creating some pretty big problems there. Main Street closed in both directions, reportedly, between East Holding Avenue and West Holding Avenue. Just moments ago, Town of Wake Forest posted this picture of the scene, and you can see where that utility pole is snapped in two, and lines are down there. No word yet on the condition of that driver, but we do know that it may be a little while before Main Street is reopened in that area. Consider using Franklin Street as a good alternate route while they work to get all of that cleared up. We've also been tracking a crash in Durham. We're going to get details about that coming up in just a few minutes with Michael Grace and the WRL Breaking News Tracker. But at last check, a section of Midland Terrace still is closed right around Camden Avenue. This is just in front of Durham Fire Station number 9. Until they can get that reopened, consider using Club Boulevard as a good alternate route. As we zoom in there, you can see that sensors right now are looking good on Club Boulevard through that area. A couple other crashes that I'm watching right now. There was an earlier incident on 40 eastbound around Airport Boulevard. Still seeing some lingering delays in both directions of I-40 around the 540 interchange. In Apex, watch for a crash on Highway 55 near the 64 interchange. Seeing some backups, especially on that westbound side of 55. And we're just getting reports of a crash in downtown Cary at Academy Street at Chapel Hill Road. Seeing some pretty heavy delays in both directions.
All right. Thank you, Brian. And now to that crash that Brian just mentioned on Midland Terrace. Michael Grace was at the scene in the WRL Breaking News Tracker while police investigated there.
Yeah, well, Durham police are still working through this investigation. But what we know so far is one car was involved, and it may have even hit some water pipes outside the Durham Fire Station number 9. Take a look at this video from what the scene looked like earlier this morning. You can see that car at the bottom of an embankment. That's right outside the fire station, and some severe damage to the roof of that car, almost completely caved in. The trunk of the car was open, and there are those water pipes that I mentioned. Some severe damage to those water pipes as well. Debris all over the place right near those pipes. Investigators were combing through that debris throughout the morning. Now, the Durham police are handling the investigation. Roxborough police are the ones in charge of getting out any more information about the crash. So we've been working with them to find out how exactly this crash happened and, of course, get an update on the driver involved. In Durham, Michael Grace, WREL News.
Today, mobile sports betting will become legal in North Carolina, but you won't be able to place bets right away. Governor Roy Cooper is expected to sign the bill following years of debate in the General Assembly. It allows you to bet on professional and college sports through mobile apps and at 8 in-person locations. Gambling won't start until at least January because the State Lottery Commission has to set up how it'll all work. WRL's Matt Tallhelm will be at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte as Governor Cooper signs that bill. Happens at 11 o'clock this morning. You can watch it live on WRL.com or on our news app. And also look for coverage on air during WRL News at noon. One person is hurt after an overnight shooting in Raleigh near the Briar Creek area. Officers responded to Small Oak Lane just before 11:30 last night, where they found a man who was shot. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows officers searching that scene for evidence. They cleared out around 3 a.m. Investigators have not said if they've made any arrests in the case.
A big show of support is expected today at a special memorial for a Wake County canine officer killed in the line of duty. And you're invited. This is Canine Santos. He lost his life last month. WRL's Laura Levine explains how people will come together to honor him.
For the past few weeks, this patrol car behind me has been covered in flowers as many people have come to pay their respects for K-9 Santos. And that will continue today. The public is invited to attend a memorial service here at the Carr Scott Building at the State Fairgrounds. The Wake County Sheriff's Office says K-9 Santos played an integral role in keeping our community safe, and his loss has left a profound impact. Santos joined the sheriff's office in 2016, making him the longest-serving canine. His loss comes after he was accidentally shot in the line of duty by another officer in late May. Knightdale Police Chief Lawrence Capp said his officer stopped a suspect near the Carrington Woods neighborhood. K-9 Santos and his handler were tracking that suspect when a Knightdale officer accidentally fired a shot, hitting the dog.
This is really a heartbreaking tragedy. The remorse and the level of grief that is felt by our officers and by our deputies is real. It is palpable.
And I'm also told by the Wake County Sheriff's Office that they plan to have a final salute after the service, and everyone will line the road outside of the building. The services will begin at 11 a.m. and WREL will be streaming it on WREL.com. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump is working on its next moves after Trump's historic arraignment in a Miami federal courtroom. Experts think his attorneys will try to get a motion filed that will allow key evidence or even the entire case itself to be tossed out. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors have to start turning over evidence they plan to use at trial. That process could take months. As for Trump, he is likely to be back on the presidential campaign trail. At his golf club in New Jersey last night, Trump defended his plea of not guilty, also dismissing the charges against him, including mishandling classified documents once he left office.
Not the one who thinks I'm above the law. I'm the one that followed the law. I'm the only one. It's Joe Biden and his corrupt Department of Injustice who think they are above the law.
Legal experts say Trump's claim there is false because a law passed in 1978 gives the National Archives complete control of presidential records. It also makes clear what is an official record and what is considered a personal document.
The federal charges against Trump could have a big effect on the 2024 presidential election here in North Carolina. NC State political science professor Stephen Green tells WREL that many Republicans will keep supporting the former president through his trial, and his base will do the same. Green says that unity within the party will be key for Trump heading into the election.
And the Republican Party has largely said, oh, nothing to see here. Nothing worse than Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or Mike Pence, and they weren't prosecuted for anything. So as long as the Republican Party remains fairly unified in saying Donald Trump hasn't really done anything that wrong, this is a political prosecution, then that works out very well for Donald Trump.
Green also said the state of the economy will likely play a major role in the 2024 election, no matter what happens in Trump's trial.
A growing effort to ban transgender women from playing on girls' sports teams in North Carolina schools could get closer to becoming law today. The state Senate's Education Committee will debate that measure today at the General Assembly, where you're looking live on the right side of your screen here. The bill affects transgender athletes in middle and high school, as well as in college. Both the state Senate and House already passed their own version of the ban, but need to agree on the details before sending it to Governor Cooper's desk. At last check, there are only a handful of student athletes in our state that are transgender.
Today, we'll learn more about plans to ease traffic backups on the 15501 at the I-40 interchange. Leaders from Durham, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro will meet this morning at 9 to talk about the state DOT's plans to expand the interchange between the highways. It would also include new exit ramps from I-40 to Easttown Drive and New Hope Commons Drive. The state DOT first shared this plan on May 30th and says it wants to finalize it by the end of this month. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger says leaders want to take their time.
Let's make sure we really look at this and take a relook at this and not just try to make a bad plan better, that we really rethink this whole strategy.
This morning's meeting about the plan is happening at 9 o'clock at Durham City Hall.
And breaking here in the WREL Live Center, the Producer Price Index report just dropped within the last 5 minutes, and it shows that producer prices fell sharply in May, another sign that inflation is cooling. And that report covers goods that producers pay even before these goods hit store shelves. And that means that all the interest rate hikes for the last 10 out of the last 15 months are apparently working. Of course, the Federal Reserve has the decision to make today. And most economists believe after the CPI report showed inflation is easing, today's PPI report shows inflation is easing, that the Federal Reserve will put a pause on another interest rate hike. We'll have to wait until 2 o'clock this afternoon when that is made public.
They are the champions, the Vegas Golden Knights, Stanley Cup champions. The team won the championship with a huge 9-3 win over the Florida Panthers last night, closing out the series 4-1. And as you can see, Vegas fans, they celebrated outside T-Mobile Arena throughout the game as their team cruised to victory. It's the first Stanley Cup win for the Golden Knights. So exciting. We'll have more about their win in 15 minutes.
Meantime, coming up, the new action being taken toward the police officer who shot an 11-year-old boy in Mississippi.
Plus, a rare sight for people in San Francisco when dozens of killer whales gathered in a bay. Why marine biologists think they might be hanging around the area.
And we'll take a live look right now. This is Pinehurst Resort and Golf Club. That is a beautiful area where we check in with meteorologist Amy Wilmoth here in studio in just a few minutes. Tell you how hot it'll get down in the sand hills and all the way back here where we might see some showers. ...8:45 is the time right now as you take a live look from our WRL LiveCam network. Lake Gaston, how nice does that look on our Wednesday morning as we get started? There's plenty of sunshine out there and temperatures going to warm up today, get near 90 right in Raleigh. And Elizabeth Gardner is spending some time outside of the building, as she should. Amy Wilmoth here in studio with us in WRL Severe Weather Center. You can look at some of those temperatures. It looks great.
It feels great outside right now. Temperatures are very comfortable. It will heat up this afternoon, so enjoy the 65 that we have right now. Also, we have a nice southwesterly breeze in Raleigh at 9 miles per hour. It'll be a little bit breezy today. We can have some gusts up to about 25 miles per hour, so that breeze might help things feel a little bit better when we get up to about 90 later on today. We're watching a disturbance down to the south. This will be lifting to the north throughout the day today. Some storms will be possible over our southern counties this afternoon, and then we could see another round of storms arrive later on this evening. But the severe threat as of now is south of us. Join us at the top of our 9 o'clock newscast. I'll let you know if the Storm Prediction Center decides to bump this into our southern counties. But for now, the severe risk is down to the south. We'll be watching the Gulf Coast states today. They have a level 4 out of 5 risk for severe storms today. It is going to be rough down here along the Gulf Coast with tornadoes and the potential for some very damaging winds as well. For us, we're looking at plain old storms, and the best chance will be in the southern part of the viewing area. That's where we have about a 50 to 60% chance for storms. For the triangle and points to the north, it's about a 30% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Looking ahead to the weekend, we have the potential for some scattered showers as we head into late Sunday and into Monday. This model run is not completely in yet, so we'll try to show you that in our 9 o'clock newscast. But we do have the potential for another round of rain as we get into late Sunday night, especially into Monday. But we will have waves of rain today. Tomorrow we'll have the potential for some hit and miss storms. And then again on Monday into Tuesday, our western counties, anywhere from about 2 to 3 inches of rain will be possible in the next 7 days. Our eastern counties, anywhere from about 1 inch to 1.5 inches of rain possible. So some decent rain headed our way. Not everybody will get the rain today. I think the best chance will be in the southern half of the viewing area. Late this evening, after the evening commute, we'll have another round that might get into the triangle and into some of our northern counties as well. So have the umbrella for today. It is going to be hot. A high of 90, 88 tomorrow. A couple of hit and miss storms will be possible tomorrow as well. 91 Friday, a nice start to the weekend, but hot. It will be dry. Saturday's dry, 89 for the high. Father's Day, previously we had some rain in the forecast. Now it's just a 20% chance for rain. So we should stay dry until maybe Sunday night. And then Monday for Juneteenth, we have a decent chance for some scattered showers and storms. And that comes with a cold front. Some storms still possible Tuesday, but look at that temperature, upper 70s by the time we get to Tuesday, but certainly feeling like summertime for the next several several days and through the weekend as well.
And speaking of Father's Day, it is this weekend. If you're still trying to plan what to do with Dad, don't worry, we have you covered. WREL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with us this morning with some places to take Dad this weekend, Kathy.
There are some events happening all weekend. So first up on Friday, the city of Raleigh is hosting My Guy and Me Party at Roberts Park. It's a $10 a person event. It's designed for children and their fathers or caregivers. From 6 to 8:30 p.m., you can enjoy golf lessons, video games, food, and more. Just a fun idea for Dad.
Exactly, yeah. It's all Dad could ever want, right? And if Dad is more of a gamer, though, there is a pop-up market this weekend, too.
Yes, if Dad loves video games, this is perfect. The Retro Gamers Expo is Saturday in Moore Square. This is a great place to bring Dad to shop. There's going to be modern and retro gaming consoles, food trucks, live music. It's also a great place if your dad loves old school games. You can go shopping for him. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free.
Perfect for those last minute people who maybe didn't get a dad a gift yet. that's a good place to shop. And on Father's Day, dads in Durham County can also get into an area museum for free.
This is fun too. This is a pick for the whole family. Museum of Life and Science in Durham is hosting its community day on Sunday. So all Durham County residents can get in free to the museum. They just need to show a current proof of residence. And each adult can bring up to 5 children.
That's a great event as well. So much to do this weekend on Father's Day, Kathy. And for more on this family-friendly event, you can go to WREL.com and just search family. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you both. The White House is cracking down on FBI employees who misuse the agency's controversial surveillance program. The policy will discipline or fire employees if they misuse that program 3 times. The program allows officials to search a database that gathers calls and text messages intended for targets overseas. They can also access American data. The FBI improperly accessed the data as it gathered information on suspects involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and during Black Lives Matter protests.
A Mississippi police officer is suspended without pay this morning after being accused of wrongfully shooting an 11-year-old boy. Authorities say Sergeant Greg Capers shot Aridane Murray while responding to a 911 call last month. City officials in Indianola says that leaders voted 4-1 this week to suspend Capers, who was previously placed on administrative leave following that shooting. Murray's family says the boy suffered a collapsed lung, fractured ribs, and a lacerated liver. They say Capers should be fired. And there's a new effort underway to prevent suicides here in North Carolina. The latest data shows youth suicide rates across North Carolina have reached a 20-year high. Over the next year, the UNC Suicide Prevention Institute and the Carolina Across 100 program will work with communities to develop local solutions to address suicide. It's designed to tailor strategies for different people. Local communities can apply to participate. We have a link to this story on WREL.com. And of course, if you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, there is always help. Call or text the National Suicide Hotline number. That's 988. Help is available 24 hours a day. Well, there is a new Lidl store in Garner. It just opened about 45 minutes ago. A grand opening is happening this morning for the store's new location. It's on Timber Drive. That's right near the Chick-fil-A and Target. You can take a look at some of the lines outside the store with people just waiting to get in this morning. The first 100 customers in line will receive a gift card ranging from $5 to $100. Shoppers will also have the chance to enter to win a $500 Lidl gift card.
Whenever there's, especially with the way things are going now, you know, with the economy, you know, every opportunity that I can take advantage of, that's what I'm going to do. Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, you know, they give us more options at this point. You know, rather than just going down the street to Food Lion or Walmart, you know, now we can take advantage of what they have here.
Doors opened at 8 o'clock this morning, so if you're in the area, go check it out.
Pregnant women and new mothers can get free parenting classes in Franklin County. The County Health Department is launching new initiatives called Ready, Set, Baby and Safe Sleep Baby. Certified instructors will teach classes on infant safe sleep, breastfeeding basics, and more. Classes will start next month, and you can learn more at the Franklin County website. We're learning more about a rare sighting of killer whales off the coast of San Francisco. This pod was spotted in Monterey Bay Sunday. Marine biologist Nancy Black says she spotted about 30 orcas swimming in the bay. She's not sure why so many orcas gathered in one spot, but there has been an uptick in killer whale sightings in that area over the past couple of weeks. They are amazing creatures.
Really just amazing to see them all together like that and jumping. Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right, before we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.